This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you're here because today's story is one for the books. It's chilling, heartbreaking, and honestly, hard to forget. And of course, as always, I'm your host, Larry Elise. And with that, of course, don't forget to hit that subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And with that, let's dive into today's story. We're heading back to the 1970s for this story, and let me tell you, this decade was like the Wild West when it came to crime. Everything about it just feels gritty and grimy in hindsight. Think windowless vans, shady characters looking around every corner, and a general sense of unease in the air. If you are a fan of true crime stories set in this era, you know exactly what I mean. It was all very Garys, Larrys, and Toms creeping around. And trust me, today's story will make you want to double-check your locks and never leave home without telling someone where you're going. But for Kendra and Julio, a young newlywed couple in Oregon, chaos of the world felt far away. They were innocent, in love, and just living their lives, unaware of the nightmare waiting for them in the woods. Kendra and Julio's love story began when she was 16 and Julio was 21. Now, I know that age gap raises eyebrows today, but back then, it wasn't as unusual. Kendra's family even supported the relationship. Her father, being a deeply religious man, wanted them to make things official, and so they got married. They were young, head over heels, and still in that honeymoon phase, even a year after tying the knot. As their one-year wedding anniversary approached in July of 1976, they wanted to celebrate in a way that fit their tight budget. They had only $60 to their name, so a romantic weekend camping trip seemed like the perfect idea. It was simple, cheap, and honestly, kind of adventurous. They planned to camp under the stars, cook meals over an open fire, and just enjoy each other's company away from the noise of the world. Their destination was Austin Hot Springs, a spot tucked away in the Oregon wilderness along the Clackamas River. Julio loved fishing and was excited to teach Kendra how to fish during their trip. But as romantic as the plan seemed, there were a few unsettling signs before they even left. The night before their trip, Kendra had nightmares. In her dreams, something terrible happened in the mountains. She woke up feeling uneasy, like her dreams were a warning. She mentioned to a friend who suggested that she take her Bible along for protection. Kendra agreed and slipped it into her backpack. And it wasn't just Kendra. Julio had a weird feeling about the trip too. He even suggested inviting their friend Mike to tag along, thinking safety in numbers might ease their nerves. But when they stopped by Mike's house to invite him, he wasn't home. So they left a note that said, "Sorry you missed the fun," and continued on their way. Rusty, their dog, riding in the back seat, they packed up their car and hit the road. They stopped for gas, picked up some canned food, and bought a fishing license before heading towards Mount Hood National Forest. It was a beautiful day, but somewhere along the way, they missed their turn. Instead of reaching Austin Hot Springs, they ended up on a creepy, desolate road that seemed to go on forever. The vibes were off, so they turned around and backtracked, burning a lot of their limited gas in the process. By the time they finally reached Austin Hot Springs, it was late, and the gates to the campsite were already closed. Park ranger let them park outside the gate and walk in, but he warned them they couldn't officially camp until the gates reopened the next morning. They made dinner, locked themselves in their car for the night, and tried to sleep. But Rusty, the vigilant dog, was restless. At one point, they even had to take him down to the river for water in the middle of the night. Needless to say, it was a restful start to their trip. Next morning, they secured a campsite and began to settle in. Julio fished while Kendra cooked breakfast, but luck was on their side. Julio didn't catch a single fish all day. Despite trying multiple spots along the river, frustrated but determined, they decided to try one last fishing spot before calling it quits. As they drove farther downstream, they came across a red pickup truck with Nebraska plates parked by the river. A man in his late 20s got out and walked toward the water. Julio, always friendly, approached him, hoping for some fishing tips, but the man was cold, giving short, uninterested replies. That is, until he saw Kendra. When his eyes landed on her, everything changed. Suddenly, he was smiling, friendly, and talkative. He introduced himself as Tom, a logger who worked in the area, and told them about a fishing spot a few miles deeper into the woods. According to him, a truckload of fish had just been dumped there, and he promised they'd catch something. Now this is where you want to scream, don't trust them, but Kendra and Julio didn't know what we know. They were polite and trusting, maybe a little too trusting. Kendra felt uneasy about Tom, though. She noticed the way his eyes lingered on her, and it made her skin crawl. But she convinced herself everything was fine. He had Julio and Rusty with her, after all, what could go wrong? They decided to follow Tom's truck deeper into the woods, but as the road narrowed and the trees thickened, Kendra's unease grew. When Tom finally pulled over, he suggested they abandon their car and ride with him the rest of the way to save gas. Kendra instinctively said no. She didn't want to leave their car, and Leo agreed. They continued driving until they reached a remote, secluded area. By this point, the sun was setting and the woods were eerily quiet. They set up camp, built a fire, tried to relax. Tom joined them by the fire, went to his truck, saying he had something to show them. When he returned, he was holding a dead bird. Tom casually said he'd killed it on his way to the woods and planned to eat it. Andrew was horrified. She told him they didn't believe in killing for sport. Tom just shrugged and said, I don't kill it for sport, I'm going to eat it. At this point, the whole situation was starting to feel surreal. Tom's behavior was odd, to say the least. He was unpredictable, swinging between friendly and unsettling, and it was clear something wasn't right. After dinner, things took an even darker turn. Tom went back to his truck and returned with a rifle. He suggested they go hunting for deer. Julio, trying to be polite, told him it was illegal to hunt deer.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
You're out of season. Tom just laughed it off, saying we could eat only the hindquarters and leave the rest to wasteful masters. The phrase wasteful masters stuck with Kendra. It was such a bizarre thing to say, and it only added to the growing sense that Tom wasn't all there. Still, Julio went with him, and the two disappeared into the clearing. Kendra stayed behind with Rusty and started cooking breakfast. Not long after, she heard a gunshot echo through the trees. Kendra froze. She looked in the direction of the sound, her heart pounding. Moments later, Tom emerged from the woods, but he was alone. We got ourselves a deer, he said, staring at her. Kendra knew, deep in her gut, that something was wrong. Where was Julio? As she started to run toward the clearing, another gunshot rang out behind her. Then she heard Rusty yelp, a sound that sent shivers down her spine. He spun around to see Tom standing there reloading his rifle. You just shot my dog, she cried, tears streaming down her face. Tom grinned. That's right, and I shot your husband too. Ginger was in shock. Her mind was racing, her body frozen. This stranger, this man who had been eating dinner with them just moments ago, murdered her husband and her dog. And now, she was completely at his mercy. Tom grabbed her by the hand and forced her to walk with him deeper in the woods. Don't even think about running, he warned. I can shoot you from 500 yards away. If I leave you here, you won't survive. Kendra begged him to let her go, but he just flashed the same vacant, eerie grin. You and your husband were stupid to believe I was a logger, he said. I've killed 5 or 6 people already, and I'm wanted in multiple states. He admitted his name wasn't Tommy, it was Kent. He claimed to be a hitman for the organization and said he'd killed one too many. Now he was on the run. I need to kill your husband, he said, matter-of-factly. I need a companion, and you're fit enough to live with me in the mountains. Kendra was horrified. She tried to tell him she wasn't cut out for the wilderness, and she was a city girl, but it doesn't seem to matter. For the next 3 days, Tom held Kendra hostage in the woods. He moved her from spot to spot, as if he couldn't decide what to do with her. During that time, he repeatedly assaulted her both physically and emotionally. He bragged about his skills as a killer, telling her he could have killed Julio with his bare hands, or chose a gun because it was less messy. He also claimed he had been decent by dragging Julio away before shooting him, though Kendra wouldn't have to see it. To cope, Kendra clung to the only thing she had left, her Bible. She read from it whenever they stopped to rest, praying for strength and guidance. At one point, Tom noticed her reading and told her he used to be religious too, but quote, God gave up on me a long time ago, he said. Kendra told him, God doesn't give up on anyone. But Tom disagreed. I've killed too many people, he said. There's no redemption for me. By the third day, something seemed to shift. Tom was starting to look sick. He thought he might have pneumonia. He began to believe he was going to die. He even started crying, telling Kendra he didn't want to kill her. He also changed his story about Julio's death. Now he claimed it was an accident. He told Kendra the gun had gone off by mistake while he's handing it to Julio. Kendra didn't believe him, but she played along. She knew she had to stay calm and do whatever it took to survive. She agreed to his version of events, telling him she'd back him up if he let her go. Finally, Tom agreed. He led her out of the woods, repeating his story over and over, trying to drill it into her head. Once they reached civilization, Tom and Kendra went straight to the police station. Tom confidently told the detectives he wanted to report an accidental shooting. He explained that he and Julio had gone hunting, and while passing the rifle back and forth, it had accidentally discharged, hitting Julio in the head. He claimed Kendra had witnessed the whole thing. Everyone's shock, Kendra backed up his story. Sitting there in front of Tom, she repeated his version of events almost robotically. Detectives were suspicious, but when they gave Tom a polygraph test, he passed. They took him back to the woods to recover Julio's body and investigate the scene. Julio's body was found badly decomposed, covered in ferns as if someone had tried to conceal it. Nearby, they found Rusty's remains and the rifles Tom had discarded. The autopsy revealed Julio had been killed by a single rifle blast to the head. The bullet entered through his right cheek and exited the left side of his neck. The path was nearly horizontal, making it unlikely the gun had gone off accidentally during a handoff. Despite this, the police were hesitant to reopen the case. Back at home, Kendra began to piece things together. She was having flashbacks of her time in the woods, memories she had buried in order to survive. She realized the story Tom had fed her wasn't true. A week after the initial report, she returned to the police with her parents and told them everything, how Tom had murdered Julio, kidnapped her, and assaulted her. At first, detectives didn't believe her. They couldn't understand why she'd lie for the man who killed her husband. But after a psychiatrist evaluated Kendra, he concluded that she had been brainwashed, likely suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. Eventually, the evidence proved her story was true. Forensic tests showed the gun had been fired from at least 3 feet away, not during a close handoff like Tom claimed. Tom Brown, whose real name was Thomas Leslie Brown, was arrested and charged with Julio's murder. During his time in jail, he confessed to everything, including plans to kill Kendra and the prosecutors once he was released. At trial, Kendra bravely shared her story, and Tom was found guilty. He was sentenced to life in prison, where he remains to this day. This story is so devastating, but Kendra's strength and resilience are nothing short of incredible. She endured unimaginable trauma and managed to survive. If there's anything to take away from this, it's to always trust your instincts. Kendra felt something was off from the beginning, and she was right. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. As always, stay safe out there and give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, thank you so much for watching, listening, and we'll see you next time.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.